Credit Chronicle, divergent dynamics continue in investment-grade markets. Dalpan Harar, multi-asset credit portfolio manager at 91. Against the backdrop of rising sovereign bond yields, the fourth quarter was a mixed period for global credit markets. Floating-rate assets, including collateralized loan obligations, CLOS, and leveraged loans, outperformed, both in Q4 and the year as a whole. The sharp rise in U.S. Treasury yields weighed on investment-grade assets, with the U.S. market underperforming. Dalpan Harar, multi-asset credit portfolio manager, 91. Investment-grade, IG, markets had a volatile quarter. This was especially stark in the U.S., where the 10-year Treasury yield rose by a significant 80 bits per second, driving a total return for U.S. IG of -2.8% for the quarter. The fact that market return was negative despite credit spreads continuing to grind tighter underscores the magnitude of the risk-free rate moves, and therefore bond yields, over the quarter. These divergent dynamics seen throughout 2024 meant that for the year as a whole, the U.S. investment-grade market returned an uninspiring 2.8%, despite credit spreads tightening by an impressive 22 bits per second. Figure 1. U.S. investment-grade spread and yield divergence. Source, B of A. The 31st of December 2024. B of A U.S. investment grade. Spreads are option-adjusted spreads, OAS. Unsurprisingly, credit spreads in most sectors within the U.S. investment grade market are now near or at historically tight levels, i.e., valuations are historically expensive, and investors are receiving limited compensation for credit risk. However, the fact that U.S. investment grade all-in yields are again comfortably above 5% is likely to lure buyers back into the asset class in 2025. In much of 2024, investors proved very willing to overlook expensive valuations and instead focused on attractive yields. But Harar sees better opportunities across the wider specialist credit market. Harar explains, while credit spreads in traditional markets, such as U.S. high yield and investment grade, remain near the tightest levels seen over previous cycles, we see good value in more specialist areas of the market and more defensive sectors. Looking to other areas of the market, corporate hybrids finished 2024 on a strong note, posting a return on 1.7% in Q4 to end the year up 9.3%. And despite a more muted fourth quarter, it was the strongest year in a decade for the bank capital market, at once, which generated a US dollar hedged return of 12.8% in 2024. The US collateralized loan obligation, CLO, market also performed well. A stronger spread rally across US CLOS helped all rating categories outperform their European peers in the fourth quarter. Growing demand across a range of investor categories and the expansion of the middle market CLO segment in the US has contributed to the growth of the CLO market, with volumes surpassing previous records set in 2021. Harar said. Ends. Author at Dalpan Harar, 91 plus posts bio. At Dalpan Harar, 91 hash malongui dash disable dash link time to explore a broader global opportunity set as traditional US credit market valuations reach new highs at Dalpan Harar, 91 hash malongui dash disable dash link credit chronicle. A welcome rally, but beware over enthusiasm. Share on your socials.